As the Olympics rolls on in Tokyo, the number of COVID infections across Japan continues to hit record highs. It is a vastly different environment inside the so-called Olympics bubble, where athletes and officials are under strict containment and monitoring restrictions, but still the virus is getting through, causing concern and in some cases heartbreak for those who test positive. Earlier I spoke to the ABC's Tokyo correspondent, Jake Sturmer. Jake Sturmer, thanks for your time. We'll get to the small number of infections inside the Olympic bubble in a moment, but outside, across Tokyo and Japan, this virus is spreading fast, isn't it?
Indeed, David. Tokyo and Japan are recording record numbers of cases, levels that we just haven't seen throughout this entire pandemic. The worry is that hospital beds are starting to fill up, and the fear is that if that happens, and once severe cases start to increase, there are fears that the hospital system could collapse.
And it has, of course, breached the containment lines of that Olympic bubble. You've spoken to one athlete who's tested positive.
Yeah, indeed. And organisers today reported another 27 new Games-related COVID cases, including three athletes. That's now 220 people involved with the Games since July the 1st, which of course is a fraction of the number outside of the Olympic bubble. But it's now come very close to home for Australia's athletes. Yesterday there was a scare. One athlete hugged a US pole vaulter who has since tested positive. That sent the whole athletics team briefly into isolation. But in terms of the process that athletes go through, it is a very strict regime to try to keep this bubble secure. I spoke to a German athlete, Simon Geschke. He's been in quarantine here in Japan for about a week now, and I started by asking him how he was going.
Physically, I'm feeling good. I don't have any symptoms of the COVID infection, which is good. I think it's the most important. And yeah, mentally, it's not so easy. Of course, I missed my competition. I've been traveling for 5 weeks now because I did the Tour de France before I came here. And now I spent another week longer. So yeah, mentally, it's a bit tough.
What's some of the more strange elements of this stay in hotel quarantine that you've had?
Yeah, in this hotel especially, there are some things that I don't understand. Like, it's not possible to open the window, which is pretty hard for me. I'm used to be outside on the air every day, and now I cannot even open the window. So this is one point. And we don't get knives, for example. That's another point that reminds you a little bit of prison. You get waken up at 7 with a speaker in your room. There's a sound at 7 o'clock, and then there's a voice like from a tape. Yeah, good morning. Now it's the time to take your body temperature, and that's it.
Do you have any idea of where you caught it or may have picked up the virus?
If I would put my money on one situation, I think it was the airport. The airport in Paris was just full of people. I needed 2 hours for everything. I had 3 bikes with me. You know, it was a bit of stress. And you had all these people. The day before, I just finished the Tour de France. So the whole immune system was wide open for any sort of virus, probably.
And having been here and experienced this process in Tokyo, does the Olympic bubble feel safe and secure to you?
It does, yeah. I mean, the rules are super strict. I've never experienced stricter rules, actually. You saw in Europe, there were the soccer European Championships, and they had heaps of spectators during the Tour de France a couple of weeks ago. The rules were strict, but not as strict as here, so I think it's quite safe.
Fingers crossed you get out on Sunday. What's the thing you want to do the most?
Yeah, first thing I want to do is going to an airport and go home. Obviously, I'm not going to have 3 more days in Tokyo for sightseeing. I've been here 4 times already, so I've seen everything. I'm not missing anything. No, I just want to go to the airport, have a couple of beers and go home.
Don't blame him. German cyclist Simon Geschke speaking with Jake Sturmer in Tokyo there.